Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. And I'm telling you, it takes all kinds. Today, we have Seth Rowland and Doug Van Allen of the Quimper Community Harvest Gleaning Crew, and all kinds, as in folks who like to pick and glean. Welcome, Seth, to our program today.
Thank you.
And Doug, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I really
appreciate it. So I have heard through the grapevine, no pun intended, a fruit joke, let's hold back, Seth, that you were part of the inception of what we call gleaning in this area. And could you help our listeners understand a little bit about what does gleaning mean? You know, what is the definition of gleaning?
Right. So gleaning basically is the harvesting of excess or unwanted food. Traditionally, it was people being allowed into farmers' fields after the commercial harvest was done. And at a certain point, picking the very last of something is no longer commercially viable, but there's still food there. And so folks would be allowed into the field to pick for themselves.
And so when you came to the area, or at what point did you become involved with the organization, or you're one of the founders, do I understand that?
Yes, I moved up here from northern New Mexico, where there wasn't a lot of free food falling to the ground,
yeah.
Much drier climate, and I moved here and saw lots of food just falling on the ground unused, and kind of full circle being on the radio here, I heard a hour-long radio show on KUOW where they were interviewing Gail Savina, who worked for Solid Ground, which is a anti-poverty group in Seattle. And she had started a fruit gleaning organization there that went around and picked excess fruit and took it to food banks mostly. And it sounded like a great idea and something I could do with my kids. And it
Is really cool.
Yeah.
So you created something out of nothing, but you stood on the platform of an existing organization that sounds like it's a national franchise or Solid Ground.
I think is a Seattle-based group, but there are gleaning groups all across the country.
And just to kind of give us an overarching understanding of what the process looks like, Doug, you are part of the gleaning group too.
Yep.
So you started this out of nothing, but gleaning on a typical process is first you had to contact homeowners, or you work with farmers, or what size scale property do you work with?
I would say primarily homeowners. Or lot owners. Sometimes there's no home on the lot. I don't think we've done any farmers that I...
There were a couple of years we did a few farms, but that's not been...
But mostly it's homeowners who they're either elderly and can't get to the fruit to pick it, or there's just so much sometimes that that they want to get the fruit picked. And, you know, it helps them, helps their orchard health, keeps the wasps away, and they do a good thing.
It's a total win-win.
Yeah.
So when you first started, Seth, did you just cold call and knock on people? Oh, there's a cool apple tree. I'm going to come back to this house.
Pretty much. Judy Alexander and Kathy Weir helped start this with me. Judy really was sort of the brains behind the community organizing aspect of it and got us going. But it very much was just seeing a overabundant tree where fruit was dropping.
And over time, it's reoccurring. You've got a list of homes that you go to or properties that you go to.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. That's astounding. So gleaning is catching the fruit or picking the fruit, not necessarily from the ground, but off of the tree or from the vine, and it's collected. And how many people do you have involved in this?
Say 20-ish on a consistent basis, maybe a core of about eight that show up almost every time, and then a rotating group around that.
And then how often do you do this?
In the peak of the season, twice a week, usually.
No
Tuesday
kidding.
Afternoons and Saturday mornings, because that coincides with the Wednesday and Saturday food banks.
Oh, that's lovely. So the distribution, the outcome of this fruit, or this gleaning, goes to a food bank. And who else, Seth, would benefits from this?
So at this point, the food banks are actually doing quite well with a lot of other sources. And I think partly because we've been gleaning for 11 years now, a lot of people know to pick their own fruit and take it there. So a lot of what we pick now goes to the schools mm-hmm. and to the senior housing as our main two.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you've got 20 to 30 people involved two times a week. Mm-hmm. And then I am interested in doing this. What's the first step for me to get involved here?
First thing is to just sign up to get our emails. Mm-hmm. And you can send an email to leaders@quimperharvest.groups.io. It's a long address.
No, that's okay. And then, so we would send an email and folks would then probably have a phone conversation and you would describe what does their activity look like?
A handout for new gleaners.
Okay.
That goes through a number of different things that are important to gleaning. I think overriding safety is a biggie. Mm-hmm. So we teach people, we have to actually pass somebody before they can get on a ladder.
That's
to see
prudent.
That they set it up right.
Yes.
And because there is a lot of ladder work. There's also a lot of groundwork, but if somebody's on a ladder, we want to know that they're using the right ladder, an orchard ladder that's stable and that they know how to set the ladder. And then there's ways to pick fruit so that you don't damage the fruit spurs so that there's fruit next year. And so we go through that with folks that are out there for the first time.
Well, that is really cool.
We try and if we say we're going to leave at 2 o'clock sharp, we try and leave at 2 o'clock sharp. Mm-hmm. So that means mm-hmm. folks need to get there just a little bit early to get picking bags, to get situated with ladders. A number of us will carry multiple ladders sometimes.
And they show up at the first property and then you caravan.
We actually have been showing up at Seth's house. That way we can, if we've got two or three teams, for instance, a lot of folks show up, then we've got a team leader that will take people to each site and know where to go next after that site.
So, Seth, what is the range of food or produce that you end up gleaning? What is the type of produce that you end up with?
A lot of plums, apples, pears, and Asian pears. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little bit of figs, blueberries, cherries. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever glean from the ground in terms of lettuces and you know, overgrown squash or anything like that?
Very rarely. If somebody has a home garden that has those. And as far as fruit that's on the ground, we don't ever deliver that to places where we deliver fruit, but we'll keep that ourselves. We don't know when we take it to schools or the food bank or the seniors whether it'll get washed, and so we want to make sure that what we're delivering there is as safe as it can be.
So you do kind of a gradation or qualification of your fruit. Do you also qualify the properties? Are you determined to only select from organic, or is there any qualification for the properties of the that you glean from?
I would say there's a casual process mm-hmm. on that. Mm-hmm. A good number of the trees that we pick are more in the neglected zone, so they're not getting sprayed. They are organic, and that enables us to go in and feel pretty comfortable about picking the fruit that way.
Yes.
I don't think there's been a situation that I know of where there's been spraying on trees.
No, me neither. And we do, you know, if a tree is in the middle of a blackberry patch or on a steep hill where it's unsafe to pick, or the fruit is really poor quality, there are ones we pass on.
That you do pass on.
We always taste the fruit when we get out there.
Oh, the
knives come out, the fruit gets sliced, and if a couple of people don't think that the fruit is good, we won't pick it because it's not going to get eaten after it's picked by
exactly.
the folks that we give it to.
Exactly. Well, if you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and today I'm speaking with Seth Rowland and Doug Van Allen from the Quimper Community Harvest Gleaning Crew. And this is, my mouth is watering. I'm imagining you're out there and, oh, is this peach pick worthy? And it's just juicy and you've sliced it and it's the warm sun. And so I learned that you distribute it during the school year to the senior, year-round to the seniors and to the schools, but you also then take a portion home, which is a lovely win-win for folks. And about how many pounds do you think you pick a year? Not you personally, Doug, but as an organization?
Well, Seth, wasn't it about 13,000 pounds that got distributed last year?
Yeah, we actually only weigh the stuff we distribute, and we've distributed 86,000 pounds now over 11 years, so about 8,000 pounds a year. We don't actually weigh what gleaners take home, but I'm sure that's another few thousand a year.
Yeah, I would guess 2,000 to 3,000 for the gleaners.
And, wow.
You know, most of them, I would say, are into canning and drying and eating. And
yes,
it's a wonderful community of, you know, really good-natured people that come out to glean.
And do they, so when they come out, do they, you know, they bring their own, I guess there's not really any clippers or
No. It's
really about hand picking. And right now you have recently just picked cherries. Is that right?
We did pick some cherries.
Yeah. Did you get ahead of the birds?
On a few trees. There's also been a lot of bugs in the cherries this year, and that's made it a challenge.
So you probably are the first set of eyes that could tell the homeowner or the property owner, hey, listen, I see a little concern with your tree. Seth, is your background in horticulture? Or is it just anecdotal knowledge over the years?
A lot of self-learning, and I planted a lot of fruit trees. And my dad was actually a landscape architect, so I did have some heads up on that.
And,
and Seth and I are both amateur orchardists. We have a passion for fruit trees.
And you can identify, say, if there's an infestation of a rust or a bug or what do you do with that information if you've come across that? It doesn't necessarily affect the fruit, but you want the owner to know.
Tell them. There have been a few instances where the gleaning group has expressed an interest in knowing how to manage fruit trees, and so we've had an annual fruit tree clinic, and we try to go back to orchards that we've picked and maybe do a pruning workshop or something like that.
Yeah, Karen Page offers through our group a free pruning workshop to all our gleaners and all our tree owners every year, and so our hope is that even if you bought a property that has a plum tree and you don't like plums, that you will see it as part of the community orchard and that it's helping the community and that you'll still care for it.
Yes.
And so part of the goal is getting people to value trees that might produce 10 times more than they want, not cut it down and plant a dwarf, but to see it as something that helps everybody out.
You know, the thing about volunteering, I just love talking to the range of folks that you have the opportunity to either jump into something that's been codified and structured, or like you, Seth, you came and you heard something and said, I can do this, and it fit with your values, with including your kids. But you also enrich people's lives by helping them learn by providing these workshops as well. And the training, I'm impressed that you also provide training. So this is a great example for people to kind of think about how they might create a community giving opportunity through things that they might be interested in. So you've got folks on ladders and they come down and they've packed this fruit. And then do you have a distribution team, or do you take care of it just that day, or how does that happen once you've picked
the
fruit?
Well, there are a few people that end up handling most of the distributions. Like we'll have once we bring all the fruit back and weigh what's going to be distributed, then we'll parcel out who gets what fruit to take where.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's to a food bank or one of the schools in particular, or a senior center. And then within about a day, that fruit would be landed on whose ever doorstep.
Of our leaders, Paula, who lives down in Hadlock, and she'll take the fruit down to the Chimicum schools and the Tri-Area Food Bank and just sort of distribute that area. And we've got some people that are, you know, regular at distributing certain places, and then mm-hmm. we just ask people to take it.
Sounds like elsewhere. You've got a very organically managed organization. And if folks wanted to get involved, they could come and know that it would be, 4 hours a week? Could they do once a week? Or what's the commitment?
Yeah, they could come once a week, twice mm-hmm. a week. If they really get into it, we can start giving them more to do.
And they don't need to bring their own ladders per se?
No. We've got, I think, 8 ladders now that we've gotten grants.
Plus, a couple of us have our own ladders that we bring, and we're pretty picky about the ladders that are used.
Yes.
We don't want step stools or extension ladders or things like that showing up because they're not really safe in an orchard.
Well, in our last couple of minutes here, I want to make sure folks are able to reach you and find out what's in the pipeline, if there's any compelling information you want to share for them. So they can reach you through the email that you gave earlier, right, which was, once again,
leaders@quimperharvest.groups.io. Or there's also a webpage on the Local 2020 website, which is L2020.org, and then you go to the food resiliency page. And
wonderful, that's a good way to kind of preview. Yeah.
And going back to ladders just for a second, if you don't like getting on a ladder, and some don't, we have lots of other things that people can do as well.
I can imagine.
Whether it's toting the boxes of apples, which weigh about 40 pounds, to the van, or just picking up the what we call the grounders and putting those in a box.
Or even just going around and checking trees to see when they're ripe, which really isn't heavy lifting at all.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. And then is there any cleaning involved with the fruit or dusting? Or, you know, so the packaging, it just goes straight from the tree into the packaging.
If it comes off the tree and doesn't touch the ground, it just goes in a box and goes to the final recipient. If it touches the ground, it's up to whoever takes the fruit to wash it and make sure that it's clean.
Well, I might just join you one of these days. Yeah. This sounds awesome. I think there's a couple of trees in my neighborhood. I remember walking by, I'm like, ah, and then the next day went, where did they all go? Well, thank you for joining us today. I find this a wonderful, wonderful asset to the community. And I think it's an inspiration for folks who might think, what can I do in my own way? Seth and Doug, I really thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Go out, get involved, and make it a great day. Thanks.